USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is beginning the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court Justice nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris serves on the Judiciary Committee and will participate remotely in the hearings. As far as what to expect in the hearings, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley.
They can't attack her personally, but they're sure going to go after her strict construction of laws and the Constitution because they don't like that.
President Trump has a full campaign scheduled this week after his recovery from the coronavirus. He'll hit the key swing states of Florida and Pennsylvania today and Tuesday, followed by events in Iowa and North Carolina Wednesday and Thursday. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden with two stops today in Ohio and also taking part in a town hall on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The curfew in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, ends today. It's been an unusual few days for people in one neighborhood since the Wisconsin National Guard started showing up every night with Humvees and armored trucks to protect the city from rioting. This man had people rioting and trespassing in his yard, and he decided he had had enough.
I was frustrated. I was fed up. And really the last straw was looking out my window and seeing the gentleman on the motorcycle riding through my lawn, and something in me clicked, and I said internally, no more, and came running out of my house and was prepared to confront whatever it was I was going to confront.
Jason Fritz speaking there on Fox News. Rioters in Portland Sunday night toppled statues of former presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. The rampage in a portion of downtown also saw criminals smash windows at Portland State University's police office, the Oregon Historical Society, and a number of other businesses. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
He's still not talking about court packing. Surrogates for former Vice President Joe Biden's presidential campaign aren't giving any answers about expanding the Supreme Court.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has been asked about expanding the Supreme Court several times in recent weeks without giving a definitive answer. Louisiana Representative Cedric Richmond is the co-chair of the Biden campaign and tells ABC's This Week that the question about court packing is really just a distraction.
That's a better question for me. I'm in Congress. It would take legislation from the United States Congress and the United States Senate to do it. But I think that Joe Biden and Senator Harris are very clear that it is a distraction. We should not be talking about a hypothetical court packing once this nominee is confirmed. When we're talking about packing, we're talking about all the judges that he is packing on the court right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hyundai is extending the recall of its Kona electric vehicle over the threat of battery fires. The South Korean automaker extending the recall to cover more than 50,000 vehicles in North America, Europe, China, and other markets. Hyundai, in a statement saying today, it will begin contacting U.S. owners of the compact electric-powered SUVs. Last week, Hyundai announced a recall in South Korea because of possible faulty manufacturing of the Kona EV's high-voltage battery cells, which could pose a fire risk. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.